About 15 years ago, I moved to Nelson and I bought a little house right on Victory Square, overlooking the park there. Wasn't much of a house, a little hardy plank number painted in the most extraordinarily ghastly shade of what we used to call Caritani yellow. I don't know what you call it now. S-H-I-T, probably. But the really good thing about it was that it had the borrowed landscape of the park, which, if you know that park, it's just full of... Right, the perimeter is beautiful old oak trees. Lots of fantastic community events take place there, and there's always sport on Saturday. So, generally speaking, the place has got a really good vibe. But I'd no sooner been there for about a couple of months, maybe, and someone really kindly let me know that someone had been murdered in the house next door. And then quite soon I noticed that the house on the other side was being operated as a tinny house. Cars would pull up day and night, and people would get out of the cars looking a bit shifty, and then they would nip across, get into the house next door, come out 5 minutes later looking even more shifty, and drive off. So that was the kind of, you know, the vibe I was getting from the neighbourhood, even though I loved it so much. And then one night, my partner and I were woken up in the middle of the night by the sound of arguing over at the park. We could tell that they were young men's voices and there was argument. And the argument got much more vociferous, and it started sounding actually rather nasty. And then we heard a couple of gunshots. So my partner, who's much better at this sort of thing than me, said, "Out of bed. Get below the level of the windowsills." So it sort of stop, drop, roll, onto it. And we crawled out on hands and knees into the lounge, because that's where the phone was. We didn't have mobile phones in those days. So he dialed 111, explained the situation, whisper, whisper, whisper. And they said, "Don't worry, help's on its way." And first of all, they did want to make sure it wasn't just a car backfiring. So he said, "No, I know all about guns and farm. You know, I've been on a farm, handled gun. It was a gunshot. They were gunshots." So we lay down on the carpet in the lounge and waited for the police to come. We thought at the very least there'd be a flashing light, possibly sirens, and possibly armed defenders, you know, body armour and AK-47s. And we waited and waited and waited and waited. The noise over at the park kind of abated, so I thought, well, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, there must be somebody coming. Anyway, we were just getting brave enough to sort of look above the windowsill, because the park's only about 50 metres across the road. And we saw a bus cruising down the street, and it parked right outside my place. Someone got out of the bus. Next thing we'd hear is a knock, knock, knock on the door. And it was the police. When I say the police, it was actually our police. And he explained, terribly apologetically, that he'd been using booze bus or something, around in Tahunanui. They'd been breathalysing people as they drove by, and he was the only guy on the job, so it had taken him quite a while to pack up and drive the bus from Tahunanui to Victory Square. Anyway, so, you know, that's the story. And, you know, in retrospect, there were no bodies over at the park the next day, so it's better for it to have started with a bang.